one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello once again and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Got some people in the chat already. Got my man Kid Humor, my man Scott. I think he the only man that probably loves Becky Lynch more than me. We also got Nature Boy in the chat. Nature Boy, how you doing, my friend? Call in if you get a chance. Got a lot to talk about this week, the death of China. For those who want to talk about it, we can talk about the death of Prince as well. Bad week. You guys can call into the show. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call into the show. We are about to, yes, we have Kid Human Scott on the line, co-host of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, which you can listen to this fine network.
What's up, man?
Friday nights at 9 p.m. What's up, Scott? How you doing, man?
Chilling, bro. Chilling.
Man, we got a lot to talk about. A lot to talk about this week. First things first, you guys can do what Scott did. One more time, 706-993-4606. I cannot get enough of saying that number. Follow us on Facebook under the Wrestling Call-In Show. Hit us on Twitter at Wrestling Call-In. You can join the website, thewrestlingcallinshow.webs.com. Email correspondence, twcis999@gmail.com. Okay. Scott, what do you think? Let's go ahead and... Not the first day in the news out. The death of China this week.
Man. Well, I think it's sad. You know, she had her issues. She's been fighting demons for a while. Just sad to see her go like that. Too young.
Yeah. It's being investigated as a possible overdose of prescription pills. As we all know, she's the only female wrestler to win the WBIC title. She was also the women's champion for 231 days. Bigger question. Should she be in WWE Hall of Fame? And if WWE does let her in the Hall of Fame, would it see more of a profit off of her death?
Should she be in there? Yes, she should be in already. Mm-hmm. I understand why she's not, but you know, we had that debate with Sonny. You know, she's already in there, so
yeah,
can't take her out.
Yeah.
Should they put her in? Yes. Will they be profiting off the name? By the time it comes around, it's a year later, basically, mm-hmm. at least. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they could be profiting all that much off of it.
Right.
You know. Because you're still going to have the same situation of when people look up China, they're going to see porn.
Right.
So, it doesn't make, you know, if that's their rule, then they're never going to put her in.
But the thing that gets me, she only did like 2 films.
Yeah, but, you know, she used the name China. If she were to use her real name, it could be different.
Right. Good point on that. So, man, how's your week been going, man?
Oh, week's been crazy hectic, man. Had a great time last night on the throwback. I don't know if you heard it, but, man, we were dying. We were killing it.
Man.
Mrs. Phil's wife came on and did her book review. Mm-hmm. Man, I was laughing hard at that. Good times, man. You got to go back and check that out.
I definitely will. My whole thing, man, I would love to see China in there for what she did in the ring. And everybody else, no one's complaining about the Playboy shoots and the Playgirl shoots these guys do, but I guess when it's actual hardcore porn, that would be the difference. So
they were also publicizing the Playboy covers. They would have them in ring.
Right.
They'd be like, oh, Sable's going to be on the cover of Playboy coming out on April 19th. Ah, here's the cover. Look at it, people. Look at it. Look at those titties in your face. You know, it's they publicized it on themselves. They pushed it. You know, you can't come out and be like, watch China get dicked and she's She-Hulk.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's completely different when they're pushing it. But, you know, everybody's like, Playboy? I only read it for the articles.
Right, right. Well, any news today? And I got a little bit of a TNA talk sprinkled in here. Couple of big names have left the company. Velvet Sky leaving. Christy Hemme leaving. I was kind of shocked about Christy Hemme leaving because she was getting paid some serious money.
Nobody's getting paid in TNA.
At least according to her contract number, she was getting paid. My bad.
Yeah. On paper, it looked good, but...
Yeah. Yeah. The checks were probably bouncing all over the doggone place.
Steph Curry shooting three with those checks. That's how big they bounce.
Oh, snap. Damn. couple of rumors that's going around and a lot that I found, want to talk to you about. John Cena still have been officially cleared by WWE, yeah. And his recent...
Oh,
and
Matt Hardy also left TNA.
He left too?
Yep.
Ha ha. Fat Hardy, you need to leave, you piece of trash.
grown up midget.
He needs to leave. Taking them,
yep.
Taking them damn baby steps every time you turn around. But John Cena hasn't been officially cleared by WWE yet. His return date is up in the air. Could be as early as May or as late as July. And Surfer has a reason to celebrate today because today is John Cena's birthday.
Oh, that's why there's no call and show tomorrow.
No comic book
or comic
tomorrow.
Book show tomorrow. He's going to be hungover. Birthday weekend.
Yeah. Be hungover birthday weekend. He's celebrating John Cena. Damn, man.
I'm going to get so drunk I can't see you.
I can't see you. Ah, I can't see you. Samoa Joe wins the NXT title, and according to the Wrestling Observer, the title win was planned way in advance. I think it was a pretty good move to put the title on Joe. What you think?
I like it.
Yeah. I do too. Uh-oh. Call on 803. What's up, Holly, if you hear me?
Hey, this is Principal. What's up, y'all? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, man. I got you, man. What's going on, man?
Ain't too much. How y'all doing?
I love Scott. Hold on one second. Can't believe I lost Scott. Scott, you there, man? I lost Scott for a second. Let me see if I can get him back. Why we try to get Scott back? What's been going on with you, man?
Hey, too much, man. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Good.
Get this up real quick. Let's see if I can get Scott back. While we're doing that, Tim, what did you think? What were your initial thoughts on China's death?
Tragic.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
I don't know. She probably, if everything would have worked out, she probably could have still been doing something in the WWE right now.
Right.
Nah, I'm back.
Okay, cool. We got you back. Cool. My bad, dude.
That's all good.
I clicked the wrong button. But yeah, it was tragic. It was really tragic.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. What's up, Scott?
What's up, Nate?
Too much. Yeah, it's tragic, man. We're losing a lot of wrestlers, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we lost three this year already. You know, Axel Rotten, Balls Mahoney, now China.
Yep. Man. Like, a lot of good talent there. Do you think she should be in the WWE Hall of Fame, man?
I think so. As far as her in-ring body of work, what she started, she should.
Yeah, I think
so. Now, when it happens, that's a good question. It might be next year, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it might be.
It might be next year. I mean, what else she should be in there. The bottom line is she should be in there.
I agree, so I agree as well. Let me go to the chat room very, very quickly. Scott's still there. Nobody's there. I'm there. We got Pastor Sadell in the chat. Pastor, what's up, man? How you doing, my friend? How you doing? Good to have Pastor here. And yes, Velvet Sky's history as well. She leaves TNA as well.
Be prepared to see her in the E as she, you know, Bully Ray, Bubba Ray, you know, real life girlfriend.
I was about to say that. I don't know if you guys saw it on the group page I posted earlier, but it looks like we're going to get Finn Balor on Raw this coming Monday.
Yeah.
He sort of kind of teased it a little bit.
Well, I mean, between that and Kevin Owens' tweet, you know, at 11, pretty much a quarter after 11 on Thursday night, you know, Kevin Owens tweeted, at WWE Balor, see you soon, buddy.
But so, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with him? Put him with Gallows and Anderson, or have him turn on AJ? I mean, there's a lot you can do with him, but
sure is.
Yeah, I mean, he can go anywhere when he comes up.
We got Jeff and Tank in the chat. What's up, fellas? Appreciate you guys joining me tonight.
Packing in there, standing room only.
And also, it's been rumored the Shane McMahon versus the Authority storyline could be starting on Raw of this week. Excuse me. Anybody care for that storyline at all?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to see how they handle it.
I mean, it gives a little shake up. It's something different than, you know, Triple H and Stephanie walking out there and, $9.99, WWE Network. My husband, the game, Triple H, a cerebral assassin, you know, taking up 5 minutes calling him all these different names.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then, yeah, call I'm done with that.
Call him on these stupid little monikers or whatnot.
Yeah.
Hey, do y'all see Shane turn heel in the next couple of months?
No.
I mean, I can't see it. You don't see it? Nope, I don't.
It just seems like, you know, after a while he'll turn heel and do something crazy.
No.
I can't see him turn heel. He's too the way he came back, he got a lot of fanfare, a lot of babyface fanfare. I just can't see him turn heel.
He's getting pops everywhere he goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just can't see him turning heat on that. I really can't. Word is that The Undertaker was pulled from the European tour due to terrorist activities in France and Belgium. That's good for Taker, because the less he's in the ring, the better.
Yeah. What, the terrorists are like, I swear to God, if he misses one more fucking match, I'm blowing up the building. What, you know, you pull him because of terrorist threats, but you don't pull anybody else? Yeah. That's bullshit. Give us the real reason.
Yeah. On the real. I'm about to ask you guys a question. Now, you guys know I love Baron Corbin. I am a huge Baron Corbin fan. But can he overcome the long history of a failed big man in WWE?
I don't consider him a big man.
No.
But he's tall. Mm-hmm. He's not like...
Excuse me.
You know, he's not like a Big Show big man. He's, mm-hmm. you know, I mean... I put him in the same big man group as, like, The Undertaker and Kane.
Mm.
You know, tall, you know, bulky, but not like an Andre or Mark Henry or Big Show or the giant big man.
Right, I got you.
And, you know, in that category, I just named two of the biggest big men ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not like he's not in the Bam Bam Ray Trailer category either.
Nope.
You know, but I could see him going on, getting over.
Mm. Be kind of interesting to see what they do with him and Apollo Crews.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see what they do for him going forward. No concrete word on Bray's Wyatt status after suffering his leg injury, but the observers reporting that word going around, he'd be out for just over a month. So what do you do with the Wyatt family that he's out? You just cut promos with them?
You don't do anything with them. What are you gonna do, freaking Braun Strowman? No, thank you. You know,
get Eric Young in there and add the fourth, and then probably bring a woman in there for Sister Abigail, and there you go. You got your stable right there.
Now, they're still saying that the woman that I hate the most, God, I hate this woman, Santana Garrett is still going to be Sister Abigail. Come on, you can't pick somebody else for that role, really?
Sister Abigail is supposed to be dead. That's the whole reason he's doing this.
You can't put Paige in that role. She looks dead. She looks dead. Put Paige in the role. Somebody got upset on Facebook saying that Paige should be getting another chance. She was, what, 2 times Divas champion?
Yeah.
She don't need any more chances.
The girl is 23. She has a lifetime of chances.
Yeah.
She could probably be 15-time women's champion after it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I got breaking news.
What?
Eli Drake cashed in his Feast of Fire briefcase to defeat Bram and become the TNA King of the Mountain champion. I thought y'all would want to know that.
You know, the thing, to me, you know, to me, with Bram, he seems to be like a complete waste of time. That's what it seems to me with him. It's like he comes out there, he gets nothing. Not that any teenage star getting anything right now, but he comes out there and he gets like nothing.
Hey, and look, I got a funny story. I didn't want to jump on TNA, but I got a funny story. I was watching Turner TV today, and I think they do Impact Replay on Saturdays now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So this morning, I think it was like 11:30, 12 o'clock. I turned it to TNA, and Eric Young and Bram was out there talking. Mm. And my stepdaughter walked in the door, and she looked at it, and she said, God, it's so quiet in there. It's like only 10 people in there. And she walked out. She said, it's so quiet. It's 10 people in there.
Damn.
It's like nothing's going on. And I was like, yeah, that's how I can hear you.
TNA, man, yeah. Shoot. I feel so. I don't feel sorry for TNA though. I really don't. I really don't.
I do. I feel sorry for the people that busted their ass in that company.
Right.
You know, but I feel sorry for the wrestlers that are stuck there, that aren't getting paid, that are getting shit work.
Right.
That's what I feel sorry for. You know, they need a way out and. Not all of them are good enough to make it.
Nope.
In the E or even ROH.
They just announced that their Slammiversary pay-per-view is going to be June the 12th at Universal Studios in Orlando.
Was it already taped?
I don't know if it's taped or not.
Is it taped already?
I don't know.
They're going to be playing the 2012 Slammiversary.
The main event. Oh. The main event is supposed to be Drew Galloway versus Bobby Lashley. Only way you can win that match would be by submission or KO.
Okay.
It's like, no.
What can be done? I don't know what can be done. And I used to watch TNA, I guess when Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair and all of them was on there, I watched it. But it just kind of went downhill for me. I don't know. Like I said, I don't blame the wrestlers.
You want to know the beginning of the end for TNA was when they dumped the X Division.
Yeah, because the X Division made it unique. It made it really unique. And I know they brought back the six-sided ring eventually, but why did he go away in the first place?
Because Hogan took over.
I didn't like. I went through with me. I don't like the six-sided ring.
Mm. Pot is in the room. What up, Big Phil?
We got Big Phil in the chat, Phil.
I mean, I didn't mind the six-sided ring. It's cool. I was cool with that.
Yeah, me too.
You know, when Hogan came in, the first TNA that was done was, they went back to a regular ring, and it had the ramp that went to ringside like they used to have on Nitro.
Yep.
Right.
You know, they went back to a WCW thing. They started following old WCW storylines.
Mm-hmm.
And with Bischoff there, he should have been the first to say, hey, this shit put us out of business once. What the fuck are we doing it for again?
Right.
But they followed it. And, you know, they dug their own grave slow, little by little. They tried to go on Monday nights up against Raw. They couldn't pull it. Nope. After 3 weeks, they had to go back.
They failed big time. They failed miserably. I wasn't gonna talk about it because this is a wrestling show, but I can't fight it. We lost Prince this week.
He was, oh, what, dude! 50? If he you listen what, to our yeah. show, I'm not trying to plug our show, but
go ahead, man. Do your thing.
Our first 40 minutes was on Prince. Seriously, like 30 minutes we did on Prince at least the last night. So don't worry about that. Prince is Prince.
Yeah, I can't fight it, man. I can't fight it. You know, his dad did the first Batman song, the first televised Batman song. His dad did it. Man, we lost a legend, man. We lost an icon. What are your guys' thoughts?
Yeah, that big time star. He was an icon. He was a trendsetter.
Yep.
I mean, he was, you know, we're about the same age, Will. You know, we grew up. That was a soundtrack of our youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Doves Cry, Delirious, Little Red Corvette.
Yep.
The Purple Rain, that shit was our soundtrack. That was in the Walkman, as Phil was saying last night.
Walkman, man, the Walkman.
You know, and Phil said Purple Rain was the first cassette tape he scammed from Columbia House. And you remember doing that?
Yeah, I remember Columbia House. Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
You remember that? Do it,
yeah.
If you watch
Purple Rain, mm-hmm. the whole soundtrack is ridiculous. All the songs that were on that movie just ridiculous. And you would, before he died, if you were watching, be like, God, I remember that song. God, I remember that yeah. song. I remember that song.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, man. And the whole thing, that the Chappelle skit, mm-hmm. is a true story.
Yeah.
He really, you know, ran in and played basketball with Charlie Murphy. They mm-hmm. had pancakes afterwards. Everything mm-hmm. is true.
Mm-hmm. I heard Prince had game, too. That's what I heard.
Prince said he was okay, but Charlie Murphy just really sucked.
Yeah, I heard that y'all did it last night, right?
Yeah, Phil played the...
Y'all played it last night. Yeah, I heard that. I was like, wow.
It's like, and it kind of hit me, man. And it's like, first Michael, now Prince. Come on, man.
Yeah.
And then old girl passed.
Martin Luther King's daughter passed away too.
Oh, I did not hear.
I did not hear that either.
Man. And then old girl from Everybody Loves Raymond, the mother passed.
Oh, Doris Roberts.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The mother passed, man. Man, say it ain't so. She was cool.
Yeah, she was all right. I didn't like that show. I can't stand Ray Romano.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't
watch the show either. I didn't either.
But. If I watched it, the only thing I would ever laugh at was Peter Boyle, because he was damn funny.
Nobody says in the chat, Prince says the American rock star, he will be missed. He surely will. You guys remember the concert he did at the Super Bowl that year?
Oh, yeah. Playing Purple Rain in the rain? Yes.
In the rain. That shut it down right there. How ironic was that? It was ridiculous.
Man, it was. It really was.
Now, the Minnesota Twins, of course, you know, he's from Minnesota, mm-hmm. Tuesday night. But when he died, they decked the whole stadium out in purple in his honor.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Now, that's cool.
And look, all this happened on Tony Romo's birthday.
Where Tony C at? Because Tony C need to know it's Tony Romo. It
was Tony Romo's birthday. I woke up with Tony Romo. I said, oh, it's Tony Romo's birthday. And then the news with China came through. Then Prince. And I was like, wow.
Oh, man. Too soon for folks. And, you know, like 56, 57 nowadays ain't old.
No,
it's not. And he didn't even look 57. I don't know how 57 look now, because, you know, everybody looks young, but he looks like he was in his 30s or 40s.
Yeah.
So.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. Damn, man. Say it ain't so.
So what's your favorite Prince song?
It's got to be, for me it's Purple Rain.
It has to be Purple Rain as far as just the music. I liked Star, with the Baby I'm a Star.
Yeah.
I like that one, but yeah. Probably the best would probably be Purple Rain.
Yep.
I think my favorite is Seven.
Oh, that was good too.
Yeah,
I just heard that a couple hours ago.
That was good too.
And then remember Get Off. Yeah. The whole diamonds, you know, with
diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls is a good song.
Pastor Zell just asked a question. First Michael, now Prince. Who in the world would they pass the torch to? I don't see anybody either, Pastor.
No.
I don't see anybody either. Mm-mm.
No, not for pop music. Nope.
Those guys were like, they had a hit in them like, every time they got up out of bed in the morning, man.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, Billboard called it that halftime Super Bowl performance the best ever.
Hell yeah. And nothing today's topped it.
Nope.
Nothing today has topped it. So
yeah, I don't know who today you could be like, okay, that's, you don't like to say that's the next somebody,
right.
Or you know, you don't want to say, I hate when people say Kobe is the next Michael, right. I don't like when you say he's the next, but I don't think it's nobody who has that talent like they did, like Michael and Prince is. I can't think of anybody right now who could.
Nobody's setting trends. Michael Jackson set a trend with Thriller,
mm-hmm.
and the videos. Prince set a trend with his music,
mm-hmm.
and they just set trends. And Prince, at one point over the course of like 4 years, he put out a double CD, a triple CD, and then a quadruple CD.
And then he ended up getting all the rights back to all his doggone music. He
yep.
took it everywhere and put it on Tidal. You can't
yep.
find his stuff on Spotify anymore. All his stuff is on Tidal. So if you want to know where you can get it, go to your app store, go to Tidal. I think it's like $11 a month, and you can listen to all the Prince's stuff, all of his stuff on Tidal. Tank just said Tony Romo is
Goldberg. I know, I just read that.
Tony Romo is Goldberg. Fuck them both.
That's not even man. Funny because I like Tony Romo and I like Bill Goldberg. So whatever, Tank. Whatever.
No, but Pastor's right. No one can transcend the industry anymore.
Nope.
He said Beyonce's the closest and she sucks.
Yeah. Now this was a conversation on my job that I thought was kind of interesting. Who was better, Whitney Houston or Beyonce?
Who's better? A better singer?
Yeah.
Whitney Houston.
I'm not a fan of either one of them. I'm be honest, but Whitney without saying that freaking no talent hack.
as far as singing,
Whitney Houston is better than Beyonce as far as that. Now, performance-wise, you know, you might want to do Beyonce because Beyonce got up there and did the dancing and stuff like that. Whitney didn't do all that dancing.
Right.
But as far as pure singing, it was Whitney.
Now, see, this is what I could do. These two people that were arguing were both my bosses, so I had to be sort of kind of careful here. I didn't want to piss nobody off. So I said, in terms of classic hits and being able to really be able to hit it and sing perfectly, I had to give it to Whitney. But the thing with Beyonce, she was the queen of the club hits.
Yeah, everything, you know, fake.
Everything, yeah.
All synthesized, auto-tuned and synthesized. Thank you.
You know, queen of the club hits to me. Let me upgrade and win nothing. Nothing. Whitney, man, had to be respectful on that one. Had to be. Brother want to be fine. Brother want to be, you know.
They got to make your money.
Yeah, got to make my money. Got to make my money. All right, let's get back to wrestling here for a second, guys. Jack Swagger kills rumors of him leaving WWE. He just killed it tonight. Jack, you guys think Jack Swagger could survive on the indie scene?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I could see him surviving in ROH around a mid-card.
Mm-hmm. But he wouldn't be that big champion that you would push.
He might. I mean, you could push him. Jack Swagger, I think he would do good in New Japan.
Oh. That might be perfect for him.
I think I could see him fitting in there with you know, a little bit of strong style, you know, big man.
Mm-hmm.
And I would probably keep that American type.
Yeah.
Thing that he has, you know, the We the People. I would keep that and go over there. He probably can make tons of money. He probably won the champions in probably about a month or two.
Man, why do you think WWE gave up on him?
I don't know. They give Vince doesn't like him. You know. Maybe he stared too long at Stephanie's ass walking down the hallway. Who knows?
Tank just said Swagger is a new TNA champion.
He's got to beat Barrett for that.
Oh, damn, wait, Barrett. Damn. No,
but, yeah, everybody, Swagger would, I think he would do good in ROH or New Japan.
Interesting places for him. Adam Rose, who just got suspended for failing the WWE's wellness policy, tweeted saying he was shocked and appalled by the suspension. He, damn it, what did I write down? Oh, he did not knowingly do anything wrong. He was taking prescription medication that both him and his doctor followed. They said they were following the correct protocol, and him and his doctor will come back with another answer. Is this the same situation that Booker T found himself in some time ago? If you guys remember that issue.
No, I don't remember that. Nobody brought up a good point with Swagger. He was JR's guy.
That's true, too. And JR's long gone. But they're still selling this barbecue sauce on WWE.com, but that's because they're probably getting a cut. So.
Yep.
But, yeah, I think... you don't remember when Booker T got in trouble with... I think it was Signature Pharmacies?
No.
I gotta show it to you, Scott. I gotta show it to you. He got in the same type of similar situation, and that's why he left WWE and went over to TNA. Tank, they said there were prescriptions from Dr. RVD.
Dr. RVD.
Oh, damn. So, we'll see what comes out with Adam Rose, but he said he was shocked and appalled by the suspension.
I mean, you give the guy a fucking gimmick where he's partying all day. What do you think he's going to do? Right. You got to be high to be fucking running around like that. You know, sucking on a lollipop. Are you a lemon or a rosebud?
Yeah, and talking with the rabbit. I mean, exactly. Yeah, of course.
Braun Strowman should be probably next because he was dressed up like fucking Hercules out there. Zack Ryder was a damn hot dog. And he got a fucking Intercontinental belt.
Sure did. Sure did. Did that thing even go 24 hours? He went 24 hours, right?
Roughly.
Yeah, roughly 24 hours.
Maybe 26.
Do y'all see that, just change the subject a little, do y'all see Triple H hands on the roster now instead of Vince? Because they're bringing in a lot of NXT cats. A lot of young cats now. I was just thinking about that the other day. I know John Cena and Randy Orton, all the cats are hurt. Mm-hmm. But it seems like the card now is a lot of young cats.
I'm going to say this on two folds. I want to say yeah, but I don't think Vince is stupid either. He sees that the product is going down, and he sees he has to do something to shake things up to keep what ratings he does have. So I want to say, yeah, Triple H has his hands on it, but at the same time, Vince isn't dumb. He may be out of touch, but he notices those ratings going down. What you think, Scott? Oh, did Scott leave me? Hold up. Maybe he sent me a message. Oh, yeah, he did. Okay. Okay, but that's to answer your question, that's what I think. Vince sees those rates, man.
Yeah, Vince ain't stupid. And I think they're getting smarter with the creative when they're bringing these guys up.
Yeah.
When they're not getting smarter with the storylines.
Well, I mean, you got your two NXT tag teams in the finals for number one contender right now.
Yep. That tells you something.
You got Baron Corbin beating on Ziggler.
Yup.
Who else came up?
You got Apollo Crews in there that's getting wins like it ain't no tomorrow.
Yeah. But, you know, they're pushing him slowly.
Yeah.
They better do something with him real quick, put him in a feud before he gets just like, ends up like SD Jones.
Yeah, I heard that name in years, but you got a point on that. I have not heard that year name in years. But I like Cruz, man. Who do you think they can put him in the ring with?
He'll be dancing with Naomi and Cameron in about 2 months.
Don't say that, man. Don't say
that. If he comes out with a T-Rex hat, I'm done.
Don't say that, man. He's got too much talent.
I know.
He's got too much talent. Don't say that.
Dude. He got 2 months to come out there with Naomi.
Dear God, don't say that, man.
Yeah, I know. I hope not.
Oh, that'd be so bad. That'd be so bad. We'll see what they do with him, though. I can say maybe put him against The Miz.
If you can give him the IC belt, yeah.
Yeah.
Or he might be Miz's bodyguard.
That's terrible.
I know. I'm just messing him up so bad tonight. I want him to be all right. I want him to do well.
Right.
But I'm just looking at things that they might put him through, and he might be a bodyguard for a little while, and before he may be dancing in a while.
I don't want to know. No dancing for you. Dancing goes to New Day keeps the dancing. He gets no dancing.
I hope not.
Oh my goodness.
Could you now just picture the promo of when Enzo and Kaz win the tournament and the promo with New Day with them on the mic.
That's gonna be so funny. Now the New Day made the news this week as well. Vince McMahon told them they need to pull back their dancing antics. Vince needs to stop. Vince, you need to stop. You're trying to kill those boys.
You said they need to pull back what?
The dancing antics.
Oh, wow.
You need to stop, Vince. That's what.
If they did that, there'd just be another tag team.
Right.
Nobody will find that one out on the 13th season of Total Divas.
he the only one watching it.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're not Divas anymore. Total Superstars.
Yeah. Total Women.
Yeah.
Total Women. But I will say, I am happy to see my girl, Maryse, back. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see Maryse back.
Yeah, you know, I could take it or leave it. I mean, it's all right. They're together, but let me ask you all this, because y'all watch Next. I don't watch it. I've tried to watch it. I watched it a couple times.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen an episode of it.
I've seen maybe one or two.
You got me.
So I got to ask Will or somebody in chat room.
You can ask me.
This Enzo and Kaz, can they actually wrestle or?
Oh yeah.
They can go.
I thought you meant Total Divas. Uh-huh. Enzo and Kaz can wrestle.
No, not Total Divas. Not Total Divas. Next. I'm talking about Next.
They can go.
Yeah, they can go.
I was in the Total Divas for a second because of Surfer, but once I stopped it when Nikki Bella got hurt, and I just couldn't take the crying and the whining anymore.
Thanks, and Total get it in the pooper.
Tank is on fire tonight, but but I couldn't watch it past that because all she freaking did was like, "Oh, my wrestling!" I get it, but I want my wrestling. I get it. I couldn't take it no more. I just couldn't.
Yeah, I watched like the first season, and then after that, I just kind of lost it.
Now some of them I might go and find what they're, because I don't know how many of you use Snapchat, but some of them I might go and follow Snapchat, and it's like I made a mistake. I followed two people I shouldn't have followed. I followed Cameron and I followed even Marie, and those were the two biggest mistakes I ever made, because they are both just two stupid idiots.
What, no fucking titty shots?
No, man. no, nothing, man. And you get to see stupid dogs, or if you ever hear Eva Marie talk, she can't talk for real. She can't talk on a mic. She can't talk for real. She's just a redheaded idiot.
Hey, wait. She did two moves at WrestleMania. Come on now. She walked out.
There you go.
She did a little kick to the back of the head, I think, and then she did a DDT. I don't know. She did something.
Dude, so. She botched a kick to the leg.
How do you do that?
That's like tripping up the stairs.
My 6 year old can do a better shot than that. Oh.
Pastor said he, you know, Pastor is one of those New Day. He doesn't like the New Day.
He's a hater. He's a hater.
Yeah, I'm with him to a point. I don't hate him, but I'm kind of getting tired of him.
My thing is, we know what Big E can do. We know what, for the most part, we know what Kofi Kingston can do. I want to see what the third half of that team can do. I want to see
Xavier Woods.
Yes, I want to see what Xavier Woods can do.
Go back to TNA around 2008 and look up Lethal Consequences. It was him and Jay Lethal as a tag team.
See, I didn't really pay or give much credence to that because it's TNA. I want to see what he can do, you know, on his own with a good push in the WWE ring, the WWE scenario. That's what I want to see.
I would put him in that cruiserweight thing and let him win.
Yeah.
I let him win that cruiserweight division. He can brag about that. You got that. You got the tag team titles.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to bring some respect to him, I mean, as far as the tag team champions, you know, I guess they're just the best they have right now until you bring up like Enzo and Cass and
the thing is no WWE talent is going in there.
Right.
It's NXT. It basically, the winner gets like a contract or something. Okay. So that's why none of the main roster can go into it.
I thought it was for like a title or something like that, but it's just for a contract.
The only NXT people in it so far are Tommaso Ciampa,
mm-hmm,
and Johnny Gargano, who have special contracts that allow him to go back and forth with other things.
Now, does AJ have a contract like that too? Because I saw he was still doing some New Japan stuff. AJ Styles. Does he have a special contract like that? Because I thought I saw him wrestle New Japan either tonight or last night.
The thing with New Japan on TV is they're showing the matches are a year old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha. That, yeah, I didn't know on the TV side. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're 8 months to a year old when you're watching them on, like, Access TV.
Mm.
Yeah, they're that old.
Pastor Sadell said, so Tyler Breeze is basically lost in all this.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, he's lost, man. Yeah. He did something. I don't know what he did, but he did something.
Yeah, I don't think it was him. I think they brought him up at the wrong time. They brought him up right before Mania storylines. Mm. And,
Did he beat Ziggler? He beat Dolph Ziggler, didn't he?
Yeah.
He got one win on him.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's beating Dolph Ziggler now, huh? You might as well put him with the social outcast.
Take Adam Rose's place.
Victor took Adam Rose's place.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's... man, the guy who I want to see back, be back more to prominence... Damian Sandow, he tweeted this week saying that if you want to see more of him cheering, I want to see him make a good comeback. What do you guys think about Sandow maybe making a good comeback?
I love Sandow.
Yeah.
You know where he would fit in really good right now if you don't want to put him in the ring?
Mm-hmm.
As a manager for the Vaudevillains.
Uh-huh. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Tank says everybody beat Ziggy. Damn. Everybody be Ziggy. But I would love to see Damian Sandow come back. Him to see him come back. And come back strong, too. Don't give me that weak crap. Come back strong. Now, NXT, they need to strengthen their roster with the events that came down last night. Really, for the past month. Hideo Itami tweeted that he's almost ready to return.
That's good.
Yeah.
He tweeted him, that out. You know, I mean, you got... I don't think they're hurting for talent at all.
Mm.
I mean, you got Austin Aries just came in.
Yep.
Nakamura.
Yep.
Itami's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure they've already signed Bobby Roode. They just can't say anything because he's still on TNA TV.
Yeah.
You're going to have this tournament coming up in 2 months, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably going to get more than one guy from that tournament to come to NXT.
Right.
If anything, right now, I'd say the women's division needs a little bit, you know.
Oh, God, they really need a lift.
I mean, you got fucking Asuka. I don't know, there's something about her, man. The way she smiles with her eye and cuts her eyes.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, Scott?
It's a good thing that she wants to do bad things to me. That's the look. The look is I'm going to do some bad things to you, but you're going to love it. I don't know, but you know, you have Asuka, Dana Brooke, mm-hmm. Nia Jax, and Bayley.
They need, you know, they need a little bit of a lift. They need to bring some people up.
Yeah,
too.
They need to bring Santana Garrett in and, you know, no, put her over as champ.
No, they don't. The hell you say? No, they don't. No. No.
I can't. You know who I'm impressed with? And I've just seen her wrestle a couple times.
Who?
In recent is Emma. Her look. I like her look now.
I like
for
her look
some
now.
Strange reason, I like her look. When I saw her at WrestleMania, I was like, I didn't even know who it was at first.
Mm.
And I was like, is that Emma?
I like
and
her.
And it was Emma, and I liked her look, man. Her look was all right.
I like her look now. They did a perfect redo of Emma, and I love it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I'm going to be, because of Asuka is why you're seeing Emma right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, you guys, I know Will watched Breaking Ground. Did you watch it, Nobody? I'm sorry, Nate?
No, I didn't watch it.
All right. In Breaking Ground, Asuka was going to have a feud with Dana Brooke. While they were in the ring working on moves, she hurt Dana Brooke. So Emma stepped into that role to take the place with the feud. And because of that, she did really well. She had wrestled some really well matches with Asuka. And
right.
Here's your reward.
Yep. So, they said bring Athena back.
Oh, Athena, and you got Alexa Bliss, too, down there.
Yeah. Tank said bring Athena in. Athena's hurt, but she's under men, so she should be back soon.
She's hurt already?
She had a shoulder injury.
Wow. Yeah, I saw her on YouTube a couple of matches, and I liked her. She was all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she can go. My only issue with it, she put when she first got there, I think it was her second or third match.
Phil said Emma smartened up and now buys her lipstick instead of stealing it.
Good for her. I think it was Athena's second match there. She put Cameron over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she put Cameron over. Her second or third match, yeah, she put Cameron over.
What, she put her over the guardrail? She put her over the rope and kicked her out? What? Why is Cameron even still in this freaking WWE in any fashion?
I don't know. I thought she might have had a little resurgence when Jake the Snake Roberts kind of noticed her a little bit, but since she's done nothing.
Okay, who would y'all rather have? Cameron? Or Eva Marie.
Oh, God.
Not as far as looks.
But in ring?
As far as wrestling, you'd want somebody who, okay, I want to see her on TV wrestle.
Oh,
who would you want?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I know, that's like pulling teeth.
Don't nobody win that.
I think I watched TNA.
Hey, nah.
Yeah, that's like, you know, those two wrestling each other. Oof.
Ooh. And you know, you'll probably get that on Superstars.
The only thing, they should wrestle each other in a, you know, like the Loser Leaves Town match and get like a double pin.
Oh, wow.
That would be awesome.
Well, Cameron wouldn't know how to pin. She pins people on their back, so. So I don't know.
Oh, double pin. There you go. That works for me. Let's talk about WWE Payback for a second. I want to get some Payback predictions. Charlotte versus Natalya for the women's title. Who you guys going with?
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
You got to say that. Damn it. Wait a minute. You know lipstick on a pig is Tamina Snuka.
Wow.
Tank. Oh, don't let Surfer hear you say that, man. Don't let Surfer hear you say that. That's his girl.
That's The Rock's cousin.
And that Surfer's woman.
Right.
Don't let Surfer hear you, Tank. Don't do that. Don't do that. Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens.
Sami Zayn.
I got Owens for some reason.
I'm going to stick with Owens.
Yeah, I got Owens in that. Dean Ambrose versus Chris Jericho. I got Dean Ambrose just to get Jericho the hell out of there.
Yeah, Ambrose.
Yeah, I'll say Ambrose. He can't lose another pay-per-view match.
Yeah, just...
He can't.
Mm-mm. The Miz versus Cesaro for the IC title.
Cesaro.
Yeah. I love to see... disqualification.
No, I think Cesaro's winning that belt.
I'd love to see
him. I don't think he wins it on the pay-per-view. I think he may win it the night after.
Mm-hmm. On like Raw or something. I got you.
Yeah.
But I want to see The Miz, man. Come on, girl, be out there. The Vault Villains versus Enzo and Cash. Number one contenders match. I got Enzo and Cash.
Enzo and Cash are going to beat on a couple of haters.
Yeah. Couple of haters.
Simon Gotch Butterscotch.
And finally, Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles for the world title. I hate to say it. I hate
Roman Reigns.
You gotta say that. You gotta.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but you got to. Only person Reigns will probably lose that belt to, what, Triple H and maybe Cena?
Roman Reigns. I don't think they'll let AJ win it. Yeah, not yet.
See, here's the thing.
Go ahead. Uh-huh.
This is, it's, for me, it's too early to call a winner because there's a lot of different angles that can go down. Mm. You can have Gallows and Anderson interfere.
That's true.
You could have, but now, you could have them turn on AJ. You could have them pull it off like they did with Aces and Eights where, you know, I'm not involved. I'm running the fucking show, you idiot.
Right.
Now I'm your champion, you know, just like they did that. There's so many different ways to go with this. And the main plot is Monday night with Balor. Right. How that's going to go over, what they do with him.
Right.
So, I mean, I think Reigns is going to keep it in some fashion. Mm. But they better not fucking put him with Balor Club.
Right.
That's the only thing, you know. I mean, I understand you're setting up a storyline here in some fashion. Mm. And he's going to keep the belt, whether it's disqualification or whatever, interference. But don't put him with Balor Club at all.
Now, Pastor Sadell brought up a good point, too. If AJ loses, this is his second pay-per-view loss.
AJ could win on disqualification.
Right.
You know?
Didn't Sting lose two pay-per-views?
He did.
Yeah.
You know?
He lost WrestleMania and then some whatever else, whichever one he fought at.
Yeah, I don't think that makes a difference. I can see what you're talking about as far as the Gallows and Anderson turning on AJ at the pay-per-view, have him lose, have Finn Balor with them, and they can feud with AJ.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be pretty good. With the Balor Club.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say AJ wins on DQ.
Why do I keep seeing disqualification, AJ wins, and then you get a six man match on Raw, the Usos and Roman Reigns versus the Bullet Club? Why do I see that? I keep seeing that in my head. I don't know why I keep seeing that better. But
I don't know. They don't have a room for the Usos right now. Anyway, they've lost their last couple matches.
Yep.
I think they won at WrestleMania. Didn't they win at WrestleMania?
Nope.
They lost Mania.
They lost.
Well, did they lose to the Dudley Boys? It doesn't matter.
No, they beat the Dudley Boys.
It doesn't matter. But
it was a pre-show match.
Pre-show match, yeah.
They beat the Dudley Boys. So they don't have no room for them. I would, like I said a long time ago, I would just go ahead and team them up with Roman. I would have the Usos and Roman Reigns together.
And then you hope for a terrorist bomb to go off.
Three birds and one stone, damn Samoans. Pastor Dedell, Pastor Sadell.
Three birds and one suicide bomber.
Pastor Zadell just said, I see Anderson and Gallows jump on range. Then jump AJ.
Damn. I could see all angles of this.
Yeah, that's right. So many angles, so many ways you can go about it.
Yeah. And they're not, it's not clear how they're going to do it. I mean, you know, that's why I think when you see Monday night with when Balor comes up.
Right.
Yeah. Did you see the video with Balor?
The YouTube video?
Yeah, when he got with the bus, when he got on and off the bus.
I posted that, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard about it. I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Yeah, it's on the rant page if you want to go look at it. You just got to scroll down a little bit.
I think y'all said something about it last night.
Yeah.
I talked about it last night, yeah.
Yeah, he basically comes out, he gets on, waves to the crowd, gets on the bus. He gets off the bus and walks like in front of it and looks at the guys filming, and they start chanting his name, Balor, Balor, and he's like, shut up, and like putting his hand like, lower your voices. And when they're finally quiet, he just looks and goes, I'll see you on Monday, and then gets on the bus.
Yeah. Mm. Hells yeah. That's going to be sick.
And then everybody's like, oh, he's going to be on Raw.
That's going to be sick, man. That's going to be sick when he comes out there. He's going to get such pop when he does, too. He's going to get a huge pop when he comes out there, man.
Ooh. Do you think he comes out face paint and all? The demon?
I'm hoping he does it.
So that's a 10, that's a, I mean, I love his entrance. So that would be a 10-minute entrance right there.
Be better than Undertaker's.
Yeah. At least his entrance is like, you know, he's doing something, not like taking four steps and then catching his breath. Adjusting the flow of oxygen in those pockets on his tank. No.
All right, y'all. I need y'all's help. I need both you guys' help. I need the chat room's help to settle an argument. Now, this is going to be more on the lines of the What Are You Reading comic book show, but I need your help. The champion always gets on me. Always gets on me about Batman not being a superhero because he has no superpowers. Is Batman a superhero?
Batman's a vigilante. He's not a superhero.
I think he's a detective. He's not a superhero. Mm.
Breaking news, the Silver Surfer has been named honorary Rock's cousin.
Oh, wow. Jimmy Harvey.
Yeah. I think he's a detective. Mm.
Yeah,
he's not a superhero.
Okay.
He's just a rich boy with a lot of good toys.
So it's not because, he didn't have superpowers, it's because of what his role is.
No, I think because he doesn't have any powers.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any powers. I mean, Aquaman is a superhero. He only has
talk to the fucking seahorse.
He can talk to the seahorse. I guess that's a superpower.
Right.
I mean, Batman, the closest you could come to saying, and he's a genius, he's intelligent.
Yep.
But he, you know, he can't fly, no super strength. Everything he has is in a suit that he made.
Well, let me ask you this, and I think Tank's saying it too. Is Tony Stark a superhero?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Nobody ever really classified him as a superhero. They classified him as an Avenger.
Yeah.
And he never came out and said he was a superhero either.
Right.
Okay.
Batman is a vigilante. You know, what he does is breaking the law, so he's not a superhero. Mm-hmm. You know? He's just the opposite, and he should be in jail, basically. he's a half a criminal. He's a good criminal, that's about it. That's the best way to describe him. He's a supervillain. Fuck. Yeah, but Tony Stark was never classified as a superhero. They've never used that word. You know, and the Marvel Universe don't have superheroes. They don't call them that. They're mutants or, you know, but never superheroes.
Right.
Batman is a rich boy with dead parent issues.
Oh, man. Appreciate the enlightenment, fellas. Appreciate the enlightenment. Surfer is online too shortly.
I'm out here with John Cena, okay? You guys gotta bring my name up. You keep putting my name in your mouth, okay? And it needs to stop. We love you, sir.
Put some respect on my name.
Tony C will call and be like, "Who are you talking to?
Who are you talking to? Oh, man. Give me a second, fellas. Yeah, I wrote that down too. What you your breaking news about Eli Drake?
Eli Drake.
Yeah, he's the greatest King of the Mountain champion of all time.
You know what? I've always thought that match was pointless.
King of the Mountain.
Yeah,
a reverse. It's not even a re.
It's a reverse ladder match or something.
Sort of. You have to, all right, you have to, basically to win the match, you have to hang the belt. But in order to be able to hang the belt, you have to pin somebody in the match. And if you get pinned, you get put in the penalty box for 2 minutes. You get taken out of the match for 2 minutes.
Right.
And then you got to, after you pin somebody, then you got to get a ladder and put the belt on the hook.
I've always thought that was just a waste of time. I've never really enjoyed those matches.
No. I never got into them. I don't know. They're ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, just give me three stages of hell.
There you go.
You know, give me a friggin' a wrestling match.
There you go.
And then a ladder match.
Perfect.
And then a steel cage match.
Perfect.
You know,
right.
There you go.
And you get the same. You know, and you get the same damn result.
Yeah, you know, none of this. You know, you got to pin somebody, do the hokey pokey, go friggin', you know, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, sometimes when you try to be too different, it's not when you try to separate yourself from the norm. It sometimes it really doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right.
Yeah.
The Rock was in the news this week. He confirms he would be producing and starring in the Jumanji movie reboot. Anybody watch that movie the first time around?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good movie.
I think I saw bits and pieces of that, and I don't remember it.
Robin Williams? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good movie. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, I've seen a lot worse. Yeah. I've seen a lot better. It was good.
Yeah, you've seen the Tooth Fairy.
No, I haven't.
What?
No, never. No. I'll be honest with you. I think out of all the Rock's movies, I've maybe seen four of them.
Which ones have you seen?
The Other Guys. And that shit was funny.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe,
mm-hmm.
Which was crap.
Yeah.
It was. It was
crap.
I watched that Witch Mountain.
Oh, God.
I had kids, man. Kids.
I understand. I got you.
You know. And the one he did with Sean Scott Astin.
Oh, William.
Where he was a bounty hunter and had to go to Brazil to get him.
Oh, yeah.
Not Sean William Scott. What's his name?
The fucking Stifler from American Pie.
Yeah,
I think that's about it. I don't think I've never seen the Scorpion King. Mm. Never seen Standing Walking Tall. I don't watch Fast and Furious movies. I can't stand Vin Diesel.
Me neither.
What else was? Oh, I seen Doom.
Okay. Oh, that was terrible.
That was
yeah.
Horrible.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
So I
walking,
mean, I,
Walking Tall. Walking Tall was.
It was decent.
It was all right.
It was all right.
Yeah, it was all right.
Mm-hmm.
No, Pastor, I hate Vin Diesel.
I hate him too.
I could care less what kind of car goes 200 miles an hour because shit ain't never gonna. I ain't gonna be driving one. You know.
You trying to tell me Rent EM ain't paying you enough money to get one of those cars?
Like a Matchbox car.
We need to talk AA about that.
The Rundown. Yeah, that was the movie. That was the name of the movie. I think Nobody.
Oh, Game Plan was decent, too.
Gridiron didn't see it.
Game Plan was decent. Game plan was decent. I sort of kind of like game plan. That was decent. But for the most part, man, the Tooth Fairy sucked.
I didn't see Hercules.
I didn't see it either.
Dude, yeah. Sucked more than the WCW team.
the only part of Doom that was good when they showed the first person, when the guy had the gun and he was going through the corridor shooting, mm-hmm. and it looked like the video game.
Yeah,
that was the best part of the movie. But you had to wait until the end of the movie
to see it. Ain't now, Tank. Doom with the mask was a force, sir. They were a force.
Yes, they were.
Ain't nobody beat Doom with the mask. Ain't nobody beat Doom. Steiner Brothers ain't beat Doom. Lugan Sting ain't beat Doom. The Horsemen ain't beat Doom. When they had the mask on, then they sucked after they took the mask off.
Well, yeah, I don't even know what other movies The Rock was in.
Golly, I think we named.
I think the other guy was hilarious, but I mean, I think he's pretty funny. I like him. He can be funny, but. And the other guys, the 10 minutes he was in the movie was hilarious.
He's supposed to be doing, what's that, doggone, he's supposed to be Black Adam.
I keep hearing that he is and then he isn't. Mm. Oh, I've seen Journey to the Center of the Earth.
I didn't see that one.
I didn't see that one either.
Yes, and Harlem Heat was better. Yeah, but that was a little bit different with Harlem Heat.
Didn't see San Andreas.
Nope, I didn't see it either.
Oh.
If that was all
right. I saw some of Pain and Gain.
I didn't see any of that.
Didn't miss much.
Who was better, guys? Doom or Harlem Heat?
Harlem Heat.
Yeah. Longer. But for that short time that Doom was on top, that was awesome. They knocked off everybody. They knocked off everybody. Yeah, I'm not. Go ahead, man.
He really hasn't been in a lot. Oh, and Get Smart, I saw.
Yeah. And
you see, these are like, this is like, I got to look at IMDb to remember these movies. That's how bad they are.
Yeah. Nicole Savoy becomes the first Heart of Shimmer champion. I really like Nicole Savoy. If you ever get a chance to go watch her, definitely check her out on YouTube. She's an awesome female wrestler. And I heard this week that TNA had some potential investors. Did you guys hear anything about that?
Yeah, but I heard Dixie don't want to give up her.
I heard it's the Harris Brothers.
Yeah, the Harris Brothers. There you go.
And if she doesn't make the payment by the end of the month, they automatically get control.
Damn.
Get control of what?
That's what get control of a freaking woman running a company into the ground.
You might as well call TNA, start calling it Titanic.
Can we buy it and let AA run it?
Hey, you can't spell Titanic without TNA.
Exactly.
Can we buy it and let AA and Phil run it?
I got $30 to throw in on this. That should be, should cover half.
Yeah, I got $5 on it, so I think we can get it.
I think if we did a GoFundMe for a week, we could come up with the money to buy it.
AA and Phil can run it. That'd be perfect for me.
I feel sorry for, not Bobby Roode, James Storm.
He did it to himself.
Yeah.
He could have just waited there and be like, Bobby, just come on.
Yeah.
And they could have had beer money. Not really beer money. They would have called him like root beer money or something like that. And they would have been pretty good.
All he had to do was wait his turn. Just wait his freaking Bobby Roode. And now he's stuck there.
Yeah. Battered wife syndrome. It is. And he just keeps going back.
And what's going to happen when TNA go out of business? He's going to go back to Triple H and say, hey, I tried to save it. Can I come over to y'all? Triple H is going, and Vince is going to say, yeah. but come in the back. We want you to put on these polka dots real quick. So put on these polka dots real quick. Cut your hair and go on down to the ring. You don't drink beer anymore. You drink wine coolers. And go on out to the ring.
You drink Zima.
Oh, wow. Colt 45.
There you go. There you go. That's some good stuff. There you go. Brought to you by Colt 45. There you go. That's the good stuff right there, man. So, what?
Yeah, they said to put Lee and Phil and Double A could run it. And then Tank said, as long as Will and Lee are on commentary, and then me and Tank had we charge the knockouts.
Man, we'd run that joint, man. We would run it. It'd be a lot more profitable with us doing it than what they're doing now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gail Kim is over there wasting her career.
She ain't never. Because she doesn't matter where she went. Because the WWE, she was just in the back doing nothing for the last year of her career contract there.
Yep.
Vince doesn't like her, so she was just sitting there.
Yep. And now you got my girl Mia Yim, or excuse me, Jade, as your Knockouts champion, and I love it. I love it. It's about
when time. Did she win the title? In July? She's going to win it in July or something?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Because I swear I watched it yesterday, and the lady with the miracle, what's her name, Maria?
If you follow her over...
Yeah. Maria Kanellis.
She did something. Yeah, she won something that says she's in control of the knockouts or something.
If you follow,
what, she won the best ass competition.
That thing ain't natural, man. It ain't natural because it went from
none.
It went from none to plenty overnight.
Yeah.
Ain't no way.
Nope. Those are fucking implants.
Yeah. Ain't no way, man.
I don't got to still toss the salad.
I wonder how much did they pay, or let me take it back. I wonder how much TNA promised they were going to pay them cats to leave Ring of Honor.
They put in the contract that he would be guaranteed to hold the title within like X amount of time.
What the fuck does that mean? That title was shit.
Title means nothing.
The title is shit. I would have stayed in RH.
PWI doesn't even fucking recognize their title.
I would have stayed in RH.
Yeah.
But you got to look at it. You got Eli Drake. He cashed in his money. I'm going to call it money in the bank. He cashed in his money in the bank to go after the King of the Mountain.
Yes, you do, Pat.
The world title.
Yes, you do, Passy. You'll get a Brother Love segment each week.
Each week. Yes, you'll get one each week. It'll be a three-man booth. It'll be me. It'll be Lee. It'll be Tony C. It'll be a three-man booth. We'll call it down the middle. Well, we'll call it down the middle. I would be the fair and impartial one. Lee would be the baby face, and Tony C would be the heel commentator.
Yep.
Perfect.
Okay. Hey, can I be Mean Gene? I'll be Mean Gene.
Yeah, you could be in the back interviewing people.
Yep.
I'll be Mean Gene.
Don't think that.
Put that cigarette out.
hold on to your hat. We'll be right back.
Now don't forget, you got to say the number. You got to say the number.
9900.
You guys,
hold on to your hat. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back after this. Mean Gene, man. Mean Gene, Lord Alpha Hayes. Oh, my God. I'm a big fan of Lord Alpha Hayes, though. Were you a big fan of Lord Alpha Hayes?
He's all right.
Yeah.
But back then, I really didn't hate anybody who was commentating.
Mm-hmm. Sean Mooney.
You know.
Sean Mooney.
Okay. I tried to forget about him, but you're right. See, I was a fan of Todd Bettengill.
Really?
I liked him. So
I liked Mike Adamley, his GM. Nobody else.
God.
Now the way he just butchered everybody's name was just funny.
Yeah.
He came out there reading the paper. he couldn't remember anything, so he came out there with the paper. I probably would come out there with the paper too, in front of what 8,000-9,000 people on Raw or whatever. I would probably come out there reading the paper too.
You cannot let Jordan near TV because he'll be having too much whiskey beforehand. No good. No, he does not go anywhere near TV.
No, he can't. He can't do it. He can't do it. No. Rainy M is barely big enough to contain Jordan.
And, you know, Surfer will be on Zeb Coulter coming out on his scooter.
his scooter and his chicken spread right now.
Give me a minute. I'm making a sandwich, okay?
Making a sandwich, okay? Okay. Oh, man.
Let's go up to Will for a quick update on Surfer's whereabouts. He's on the next bus.
We can have Pastor Sadell coming out as Reverend Slick.
Yep. On the slide with Pastor Sladell.
Some of them yard birds. Get the yard birds.
Oh, man.
You know what, Pastor? For real, I would love for you to record one of your sermons and ask AA to upload it.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I think that would be a good idea.
That would be awesome.
It would be.
That would be awesome. We could have, let me see. We could have Matt Echelon, as Lee calls him. We could have Rage. And
where's that fuck on it? You with Rage?
We can have Rage.
They Rage would be like, "What? Security? Get the fuck out of here! Shut the fuck up!" Rage. I mean, you got to do something. We also got to get the Rant and Wrestling and Talk Brunch crew in there on this.
Oh man, we can get Rick Dara, Matt Echelon, and Jeff. They can be the SmackDown crew.
Yeah.
They can be the SmackDown crew. What about
your partner? Where's Big Tone?
Big Tone, he could be the dude. Yeah, he could be interviewing the folks in the back on SmackDown. He could be the SmackDown dude. Yeah, he'd be talking to the folks in the back. We can have Padawan Jen. She can be the exclusive Roman Reigns person.
She'll be like Missy Hyatt going to the locker room. Is Roman Reigns
Missy Hyatt, yeah. Missy Hyatt.
She could be an exclusive. Anytime Roman Reigns goes anywhere or does anything, she's right there to interview him. Just like Jim Ross did Stone Cold.
Free will be our overseas correspondent.
Yep. There you go. There you go. Jeff said he'll help. He's up for it. Jeff said he's up for it, and Pastor Sadell said he'll do it too. But it'd just be up to the boss. So that'd be cool to get passed on tape.
It would.
And upload it. He can hit us up. Man, but the commentator role, I don't know. Can we get rid of Jerry Lawler completely?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's he been at, 24, 25 years doing
it's
that?
It's close. I know they scaled him back somewhat, but we just need to completely be gone.
They need to skin him back.
Let me ask you.
This is the problem, though. It's with shows like Turnbuckle Throwback.
Nobody
can be coach.
There you go.
He can be coach.
If you listen to them old shows,
he'd be jolly.
Some old WCW wrestling shows and commentating, and then listen to it now. It doesn't even compare.
Nope.
It doesn't compare to what it used to be. I mean, Jim Ross used to just get excited over spilt milk, and you'd be like, "Wow, that's the best spilt milk I ever saw." You know, and Michael Cole is just like, "Oh, you know, Shane McMahon's back. Wow." You know, it was no excitement, no nothing, so.
Yeah. Iron Man said Jim would be Reigns' manager / liaison.
Wait, this was for taking over TNA. How do we get Roman Reigns in SmackDown?
Oh, snap. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that's a good point. But that's a perfect role for Jen, though.
Yeah, she could be the Samoan, you know, commentator.
She could be the Samoan commentator. She have our own table.
Mm-hmm. They'll crash that table every week. They will break that table every week.
How can anybody get her? That's wrong. That's wrong, Tank. That's wrong. Nobody should be the guy that's always in the crowd getting crowd reaction.
Did Todd Pettengill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tank, nobody's going to be the one that always starts the "this is awesome" chant when somebody does a headlock. I mean, every time somebody does a headlock, you hear "this is awesome." I'm like, really? Just slow it down.
Man, and wrestling has changed too, because, you know, speaking of the headlock, you know, people used to do that back in the day for like 10 minutes, and people will put up with it. Now you can't do that anymore.
You cannot. Yeah, you're exactly right.
It doesn't hold people's attention
anymore.
And wrestlers nowadays, they want to get everybody's attention from the time they leave the curtain until they leave the ring at the end of the match. So
what's a decent time for a match? What would you say? A decent time?
Like maybe for a match to run?
For a match to run, maybe 10 minutes?
It depends.
Depends on what you're trying to set up. To me, it depends on what you're trying to set up. What's your storyline? To me, anyway. If you're just going to do a ham and egger, a jobber, 10 minutes?
Seven.
Yeah, maybe seven. 7 minutes. 7-10 minutes, somewhere along that line.
Yeah.
But if you want to do something on a significant storyline, what, 20?
Yeah, 20.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had title matches go 45 minutes, like one of the, you know, those Cena Punk matches when Punk left with the belt. That was like a 45 minute match.
Yeah.
And it worked. It all depends on who's in the ring at the time.
Mm-hmm. And is one guy doing all the work to put the other cat over, or is it working an equal share? Because you can see that. You can see that.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, like Ambrose and Jericho, I'm good with 20 minutes on that.
They just said, "Who's Jerry Lawler?"
I mean, I'm good with a 15-20 minute on that match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then, you know, Apollo Crews versus friggin' Barry Horowitz doesn't need to be any more than 4 minutes.
Right.
a finishing move, and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, didn't Ric Flair and Italian Stallion, they probably wrestled about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Italian Stallion could go.
Yeah.
But like you said, back then you could do a headlock for 5 minutes and the crowd would sit there and watch it.
Yeah. They'll sit there and watch it and cheer. Come on, man. You can do it. You can do it.
Exactly. Exactly right.
You can't do that shit now. Mm-hmm. Your junk better be high. You better be high flying and ready to go.
I watched, I think it was the other day, I watched a promo with Ric Flair in Baltimore when he took his pants off and he handcuffed himself to the ring.
I remember that.
The crowd was into it from the time he got there to the time he got to that commercial. The crowd was into it.
Yep.
Now, nobody can do that. Mm-mm. Nobody can. Mm-mm. Nobody can captivate a crowd like that these days, because you're going to get a "what" chant. You're going to get a "this is boring" chant.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
Yep. The only reason why Daniel Bryan did it when he did his little thing on Raw, his little sit-in on Raw some years ago, is because the IWC really built him up.
Yeah. Right.
They really built him up to do it.
You could do Roman Reigns for 20 minutes.
Man, Roman don't need to talk for no more than 5.
I'm not a good guy.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm just the guy.
Right.
And if you don't like that, too bad for you.
Now he just needs to shorten it. He just, if he wants to say it, just come out and say, I'm the guy.
Yeah.
Just say, I'm the guy, and say, who wants to fight, and that'd be it. And Tank, I don't think Rick was sober that time. He took off his clothes in the ring. So I don't think he was sober.
I don't think he was.
I don't think he was tearing up $100 bills too. So I don't.
You know, I don't
think he was sober.
I tell you, another time, I don't think he was sober at the Hall of Fame either.
Yeah, our boy Jeff just posted a Rampage a couple hours ago. Mm-hmm. A 30-second commercial during TNA cost $330. If everybody on the network chips in $5 to $10, we could do it.
There you go. There you go. Put over all the shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put off all the shows and everything. I'm down for it.
But this is the problem, Scott. It's like if a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to see it, does it make a sound? So if we put a commercial on TNA and nobody's there to watch it.
Hey, but I could think of the worst thing to spend $300 on.
Exactly.
Man. Alright, it is 12:25, about time to wrap this thing up. Brother gotta go to work tomorrow.
Tony C will be calling in about 5 seconds, telling you, you ain't ending this shit
you ain't doing it now. Don't forget tomorrow, next show on the docket, where you reading comic show with my surfer and Jordan Cobb. Enjoy Cobb this week on Freaks and F and Geeks. Jordan's a character, boy. But I enjoyed it this week on Freaks and F and Geeks. Then Monday,
that was Freaks and Co-hosts.
Yeah, Freaks and Co-hosts. Then on Monday, we have Talk Brunch with Rick Darr and the crew. Check them out right after Raw. See, I'm kind of jealous of Rick because anything that happens down on Raw, he's the first guy to get the scoop on it.
Right.
The first guy. Man. Lucky dude. After that, it's Tuesday night at 8 p.m. You get the rant with my man Double A and Tony C. Right after those guys, at 11 p.m., you get Freaks and Effing Geeks with Lead Champion and Rage. Every Thursday at 9 p.m. is Rant and Wrestling. Every Friday, you join my man Scott and my boy Philly Phil for Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9 p.m. And finally, every Saturday at 11 p.m. is the Wrestling Calling Show with myself and Big Tone. All right, guys. What is he saying in the chat now?
JR, Pastor said JR can sell a refrigerator to an Eskimo.
He probably could. What did Tank say? Can we plug the shows? He'll get an old man to flip the bill. All I want is my name on a Ranch Studios building. Tank. Oh my goodness. Do you got any final thoughts? Anything we want to get out there before we get off the air for the night, guys?
Never trust an auto mechanic who doesn't smoke.
It has clean hands, huh?
Yeah. Man, my thing is, never trust a Samoan with a title belt.
There you go. Unless his name is Joe.
There you go. There you go. There you go. All right, guys. Well, thank you everybody for being in the chat with me this week. Thank you everybody for listening. I appreciate you guys. And I will see you guys next week. Same time, same place. Rant EM Radio, 11 p.m.
Same Saturday. Non-superhero bat channel.
Yeah, but at least we got. But I finally got clarification, and that's the thing I needed because I'm sick of Lee putting my man down.
Yeah,
doggone it. He beat the whole Justice League, and he beat the Hulk. He deserves credit for that. Damn it,
he didn't beat the Hulk.
Yes, he did.
Because it was in a Batman comic book. You put him in a Hulk comic book, Hulk's gonna beat him.
Yeah,
you know. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, all depending on the writers.
Exactly.
All right, guys. I appreciate you guys being with me tonight. I will see y'all next week. Everybody take care.
Enjoy.
Later, guys.
All right. Take it easy.